This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. As we watch Amazon founder Jeff Bezos by the Washington Post, Red Sox owner John Henry by the Boston Globe, and Newsweek purchased by IBT Media, whatever that is, you got to wonder, is journalism really the career opportunity it once was? Some good news on that front. A new survey from the University of Georgia shows about 66% of 2012 journalism graduates landed a full-time job 6 to 8 months after they graduated. But those stats kind of beg a bigger question. Do you have to have a journalism degree at all to get a journalism job now? And in the connected future in which we are all, in a sense, reporters on the internet, or can be if we want to. Here to talk about all this is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Craig.
Kelly, as students get ready to flock back onto college campuses across the country, there's kind of a professional debate going on between professional journalists and journalism educators about what a journalism degree means anymore. Your shop, the Poynter Institute, has kind of been checking that out with some surveys, right?
Right, yeah. We revealed the results of a survey last week that asked journalism professionals and journalism educators how important a journalism degree was. And what we found was a huge gap. 96% of the educators think a journalism degree is important. 57% of journalism professionals believe a degree is very or extremely important.
Now, there's some enlightened self-interest, I would think, from the educators' part. I mean, if it's not important, then they don't have jobs anymore.
Well, sure, that's true. But I think when you look at the journalism professionals, the reason that more of them don't value a degree is because there is this belief in the profession that the academy is not keeping up with the rapid changes.
Well, Kelly, from the education side, aren't there some basics here that are never going to change, digital or not? I mean, ethics and the like, that need some teaching?
Actually, the basics are changing, as well as the more refined skills of multimedia news production or distributing your message on social media. What we're seeing is that we can articulate a new set of ethical values for the world of journalism. It's not completely different than what it used to be, but it's substantially different. And so I think almost everything is changing about journalism.
I would think that the real problem here for journalism schools at this point is not whether or not necessarily that they're doing the right kind of job. It's that they're perceived as not being as important. That would lower the number of people who would, I would think, apply for journalism school.
Yeah, and that was the point that my colleague Howard Finberg, who actually led up this study, made at AEJMC, which is the Association for Educators of Journalism and Mass Communications. It was at this conference last week that we revealed this study, and I was in the room. And when he said that in fact, the perception is as much of a problem as the reality, because if people perceive that this degree is no longer valuable, then it doesn't matter what the reality is. So perception is a huge problem, and it may be that one of the things that journalism schools are going to have to do is start marketing how they are relevant in today's world, if they really believe they are.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sensemaking Project, name your favorite journalism prof and why.
Oh, wow. It's Jackie Banaschinski. Jackie is this brilliant writing teacher who also gets the new world.